tell your man some of me, hey, boost like literally. What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it don't? What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it don't? I'm getting light in my loafers, and I stay getting light until life's so wild. I'm gonna like Coco, wella, 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 whatever I look like. But people just say I was a tickle and dapper, so I started hugging trees and acting like a bastard just to show them who's a new master. Dumb ones thinking I'm from the bush. I hit them with a heat and I'm looking most stressed. I'm black and I'm proud of my spike pack, cause I was like, when I'm like, switching with bubblegum cut. This has been too long, I'm a switch for the like the top. Carbon cop is so passive, talking about let's keep it red. I'm in a shop, hey, baby, line me up. Time to stuff your cookies up. You ain't giving enough, I need my Oreos, don't stop. Cranny and cutie, he really wanna cuddle. The fever in his eyes, he wanna suck on my muscle. He wanna brush my bubble, let's see what's in my jungle. Across the fuck, I'm with fumbles, how that could be crumble. This up, he's talking blah blah, he wants to be my jaw jaw. Pinked out like nah-uh, I'm laughing up like ha-ha. I'm an emperor, wanna see me in my new clothes. Mother of the house, care to see me in a new pose. What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it don't? What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what is up, what? I'm getting light in my loafers, and I stay getting light until life's so wild. I'm gonna like Coco, hello, 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 whatever I know. Rolling up my personal and jumping on that mango. Whiskey in my cup, posing like I'm in a manga. I'm a black hand, all I number two pencil. Push my gun like pencils, let me be your mentor. Aries with your rising, nasty with the time. I see a goonie vibing, I be like, I'm a native to the island. Fantasies realizing, I see a hater hating, I be like, God, I am.
What it is, what is
love,
what is right? What it do, what it do? What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it do? I'm getting light in my loafers, and I stay getting light until life's so wild. I'm gonna like a go, wella, 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 wella.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Let's go. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim. And we started off this show with the song by the band called No Use for a Name. They are legendary American punk rock band, and the unfortunate news we heard today that Tony Sly passed away, the singer of the song, the singer and the guitarist of the band. For me, No Use for a Name was a very important band because they were the first band I ever saw ever in my life. It was 2003 and I was still living in Russia, and I went to Italy to see them, and they were the first ever band, North American punk band I ever seen. So that's why they've been super, super important to me. And that was a big, big, big awful news for me that I found out last night that, in the morning, that Tony Sly passed away. He did some solo work, and that was the song called International U-Day from band's album from 2002, Hard Rock Bottom. And, this is just my condolences to Fat Drag family and to family of Tony's. He has two daughters and a wife and a happy family. So that's I don't know. To me, like, the whole day I was really bummed out, because that's probably second most important band for me after NoFX, and I have this love NoFX, my favorite band, but No Use means way too much for me. So, but life moves on, and we're here on CITR. I'm here with my friend Tim. He was the first person I actually met in Canada when I moved here, and Tim always been a great friend and a person who discovered way too many great bands for me. I always look up to his music knowledge. His music knowledge is just I don't know. It's great. Tim used to be owner of the website called Punk International, that's correct. And that site was mostly focused about the punk rock in countries which we don't normally hear the punk rock. So welcome to the show, my friend, and thanks for coming.
Thank you again. It's my second time on the show, and I have a lot of good memories of hanging out in the CITR studio. You used to do Flex Your Head about every 6 weeks with Eric back in my UBC days, so it's good to be back in the studio and back on campus and back in Canada, because I've been out of the country mostly for the last 3 years. And I guess kind of a down note to arrive on, to talk about the passing of Tony Sly. So I very bummed out by that as well.
Did you have, like, growing up, what was your connection with the band? Like, I told my story.
In the 90s, well, I think anybody who was listening to punk rock in the 90s knew No Use for a Name. And what I associate with No Use for a Name actually is in the mid to late 90s, when I first started to get on the internet and started discovering MP3s. Actually, it was around the time I really got into NoFX. They weren't really my style, but having access to so much music, I was able to hear a whole bunch of their albums, and I started to follow them not until around the late 90s. They were already kind of maturing, I guess. They were one of those first bands, I thought, that kind of made it okay as a punk teenager, you know, to kind of grow up and mature. And by around the time the 2000 came around, that's the era that I was listening to No Use for a Name the most. But it's
Hard Rock Bottom?
Hard Rock Bottom, exactly, yeah.
That was the tour I've seen them on. It was 2003. They released the album the year before. And
Or More Betterness, actually.
More Betterness.
Those two, yeah.
And for me, my dad was going to Italy, and I knew that I was going with him for a while. So for about probably 3 or maybe 4 months, I was listening only to No Use for a Name and Big Wig played to them. So those two bands, and I knew not even speaking that much of an English, I knew every word because I was listening way too much. I was so excited for the show, seeing my first real punk rock band, and that's why this album is as Hard Rock Bottom is probably my favorite album by No Use for a Name.
Yeah, well, he's definitely gone way too soon. I think I had just read a little while ago that he has a solo album. I know he just has the split with Joey Cape that just came out, and working on solo stuff. And 41 years old is too soon in any circumstances.
Yeah, and there was 20 years of No Use for a Name in the beginning of I think last year, if I'm not mistaken. But he had plans to record something for 20th anniversary, do a big tour, because they had some lineup changes. And Tony was saying that I'm so stoked to record this new lineup, because I think we have a great potential in terms of sound. I want to celebrate our 20th anniversary. I want to do this new lineup. And I even read his, like, I think it was tweets or like something on the internet. He said, I'm writing best songs and I'm writing best ever No Use for a Name album. And I guess that just never happens.
That's too bad. I just noticed the little piece of trivia. The last No Use for a Name show was in Canada. It was in Montreal a few years ago. Yeah, I don't remember the date on that. It was a few years ago now, but...
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. And then they just played a show with Joey Cape on, I think, July 29th in Gainesville. So it was really like 2-3 days ago or something. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Okay, anyhow, life moves on. It's a really sad story, but the life moves on. We today's show will be kind of like almost like a review of 2012, what happened in the punk rock in 2012 so far. Mostly Tim's picks, and because he, as I said, he was always a beautiful example of music taste. So his music taste really, you know, we have pretty similar music taste. So we'll start with one of your favorite bands called The Gaslight Anthem. Their new album is called Handwritten, and I've picked a song, first single of it, I believe, called 45.
Yeah, the first single, the first track off the new album. I've been a huge fan of this band since they were This Charming Man, and so it's exciting to see a band that's this good. They're kind of evolved pretty far away from the punk scene now. This is their major label debut, but still a fantastic band.
Yeah, and we'll play more for you, but for now, let's start with The Gaslight Anthem. That's a song called 45 of Brand's brand new album called Handwritten.
shot away from the fact that I'm sick. You're too tired to stand this. It all seems contagious. I know if you went back there.
Mystic God, no. So does anyone know? я себе бездомный голодный, но тоже человек. Если ты кинешь мне хоть что-нибудь, я, наверное, проживу еще один день. Если ты бросишь мне хоть что-нибудь, я, наверное, протяну эту ночь. Посмотри себе под ноги. Самая кровь, что и во всех вас внутри меня. Тот же самый Бог не спускает с нас глаз внутри меня. То же самое сердце, что и во всех вас внутри меня. Тот же самый Бог не спускает с нас глаз.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. I have my friend Tim here as a guest. And Tim is my punk rock teacher. Because Tim was the first person I've met in Canada. And he discovered so many great bands for me. And I still look up to his music taste. So thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you. Actually, I think it's the other way around now. I get most of my recommendations from you, and you will do all the work you do on this show that has kind of replaced the work I used to do for Punk International.
Could you please maybe tell a little bit about Punk International? Because I think it's a great idea and a great website. Just the brief idea of the website and what you've been doing.
Okay, I would love to do it again. I still think there's a place for that on the internet. It's a void that hasn't been filled, but it was just a website to try to bring together different people in as many different countries as possible, give them a chance to talk about some of the bands in their region, and just promote some of the bands and just use that power of the internet to connect people who have similar tastes in music. And the more I did that, the more I uncovered bands, really good quality stuff in countries that I just never would have imagined, especially, you know, in the earlier days of the internet around 2000 or so. Talking to people in countries like Indonesia or Turkey and just seeing the quality of the bands that they had there.
Yeah, that's like I discovered lots of bands from this website and from Tim personally. And this story kind of links into the song we just heard before. That was a song by the Russian band called Tarakany. And that's how I actually discovered Tim, because there was a book about the band, autobiography, written by Dima, who is basically the founder and the main person in the band. And he was giving an example about the way Russian journalists do reviews of music and the way professional journalists from Canada like Tim do their job. And it was basically the review of the same release, and the Russian one was absolutely amateur, and it was didn't even make any sense. And Tim's version of a review of the same album was absolutely professional, and I guess this review was on Punk International, is that correct?
Yes. I discovered Tarakani. I remember that time very vividly as well. I was just in Japan at a CD store, and I saw something with Cyrillic writing on it. I thought, wow, this is from Russia. I've never heard a band from Russia before. And I bought it without hearing it, just loved it. Found out some way to email. I think I emailed the record label, who didn't even understand English, who forwarded the email to somebody else. And eventually it got its way to Dima. And Dima, back in Moscow, was blown away that a Canadian guy just traveling in Japan happened to find this Russian band. And then that was all part of what Punk International was all about.
Yeah, actually, I'll still deem this episode, so maybe we can say hello to him from Canada and talking to him.
Hello, Dima.
Dima, привет. So that was a new song by this band Tarakana, because they're still going. They've been doing this the music for over 20 years right now. That's a legendary and probably the longest running band in Russia, and definitely the most active band right now. That's their brand new song called Sabachi Serce, and Sabachi Serce, that means dog's heart. It has a very, very touchy video, and I'll probably put it up on my blog, so people can watch the video and also hear the song if they liked it. But that was a song called Sabachi Serce, that means dog heart, by the band Tarakana from Moscow. Before that, we heard the band called Menzingers. This is a band from United States of America, and that was a song called Mexican Guitars from their album On the Impossible Past. And the Menzingers just played a show here in Vancouver, and we went to see them.
Yes, we did. Well, I only get to go to shows now once a year or so if I'm lucky, so that was a good one.
Your thoughts on the album? That's their third studio album. What do you think?
They keep getting better, I think. I thought that Chamberlain Waits would be a really difficult album to beat. I love that album, and I think I love the new one just as much. It'd be hard to actually pick between the two now.
Yeah, me too. I also have, I see how the band, evolves, and I actually talked to Tom May. I did the interview with him, and he said that Chamberlain Waits was like a little bit more of a collection of the song, which we did and then recorded. It was not like a concept album, but those songs were written on specifically for the record, and it was like, it's more solid, release in his opinion. And, just like we'll be doing a little bit more talking than usual I do, because I really interested Tim's opinion. This is an opinion from person who is listening to a lot of music and who knows a lot about music, so I really want listeners to share his opinion, to listen to his opinion. And before that, we heard Hot Water Music with a song called State of Grace, and that was a song from the album called Exister. Your thoughts?
Another great album. I thought that Hot Water Music left when they broke up around, what was that, 06 or 05?
Yeah.
I thought they left at the height of their career. It's not a very popular opinion, I think, among Hot Water Music fans who like the older stuff more, but I think they got better with each album. And so I think the new album is very much welcome, just like all the other great bands that have been reuniting over the past few years.
Yeah, I agree. Also, for me, it was really an interesting album to hear, because I don't know, I don't know each album. I hate Hot Water Music. I know the main albums. I know I listen a lot to Caution, but I agree with you. I like this nowadays Hot Water Music a little bit better than the old, 90s kind of days, late 90s.
Yeah, I think they're a band that really benefited a lot from how much better they could make the recording sound, and they have a huge, they just have a huge sound now that I can't hear that in their older stuff as much.
Exactly, totally agree. And we opened the block of music, and we talked a little bit about the Gaslight Anthem, their song called 45 from their brand new studio album called Handwritten. Let's move on. Next block is music from United Kingdom, and the band we will start with is called Our Time Down Here, and that was specific request from Tim. He wanted to play this song, and is it correct that this is one of your favorite releases right now?
Yeah, it would be probably my favorite album of the year so far by a band that I never really considered a favorite before. They had an album a couple of years ago, and it was good. They were kind of in a Kid Dynamite style, that Philadelphia sound, but something has happened since then, and they've been kind of going a little bit darker, a little bit slower, a little bit more melodic. I can't really think about who to compare it to, maybe a little bit like early Alkaline Trio, but that's all I can think of.
Yeah, let's listen. Let's listen to Our Time Down Here and then a couple other of bands from England, from UK. But for now, Our Time Down Here, the song Black Eyes and Black Advice.
Generation, the song. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. And Tim is here as well, my friend Tim, who is punk rock legend.
Well, I don't know if I would say that.
But for me, for sure. We just played you a block of bands from UK, all this fresh new stuff which came out this year, and in Tim's opinion, and on most of the releases, I agree, that's one of the best releases from this year. The last band we heard, it was the band called Sharks. They released their album on Rise Records. The name of the album is No Gods. And the name of the song, Tim, please correct me if I'm wrong, Arcane Effigies?
That sounds right to me.
Good job. Thank you. Before that, we heard Pacer, a band from UK, which features members of the band called The Steel. And that was the new album called Making Plans. And we heard a song called Flags. I think Pacer is a really... Two releases so far, both brilliant.
Yeah, well, add that with the two albums from The Steel, and that's probably my favorite body of work of British bands, mm-hmm. probably the last decade or so, at least.
And we opened this short block of music from UK to the band called Our Time Down Here. They are from Southampton, and that was an album called Midnight Mass, and that was a song called Black Eyes and Bad Advice. You said this is one of your favorite albums so far.
So far this year, at least, yeah. And again, for a band that I was not really on my radar that much mm-hmm. before, they're the one that's the band that's impressed me a lot with this new album.
I agree. I also love discovering new bands, and then the bands surprise me. I even appreciate it even more than a well-known band's, releases a great record. So.
Yeah, I start to feel old sometimes when I look at my favorite albums of the year, and it's just the same bands that were my favorite albums from 2 years ago, and so on and so forth. So I need a few new ones in there.
To be younger. Yeah, me too. I also have this same thing. I always like to find new bands and want them to surprise me. Okay, let's play more music. Let's keep the punk international ethnicity, and let's play a band from Japan, which you are also very excited about.
Yeah, another band in the category of something new. I'm not familiar with this band. I don't think I ever heard of them until this EP came out. The EP is called The Circle. It came out right at the very beginning of the year, right in the first week or two of January.
And that's a band from Japan. And you said, what's the name of the district they're from, or like area they're from?
Oh, they're from Tokyo. I noticed they write they're from Harajuku. It's that fashion district of Japan that Gwen Stefani made popular for about 2 weeks a few years ago.
So that will be a fashion, the punk Japanese punk band from fashion district area of Tokyo. So let's listen. This is Cleave. The song Passed Away from their EP called The Circle.
Afraid to beg the rich.
hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR, and this is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down, and we just heard a block of new music. The last band was called New Bruises. They are from Tampa, and that was a song called Is Nature the Key? And from their album Chock Full of Misery. Quickly, something about a couple of words about this band.
I don't know. They sound like Latterman.
I guess
Latterman somehow made a whole genre of their own. New Bruises, one of the better bands doing that, I think.
Good job. Very good. Very good. Very, very good. I heard Latterman, but I never actually picked two and two together. Thank you. Before that, we heard Toys That Kill, Family 42, released on Recess Records, and that was a song called Waltz 1 Million. That's one of my favorite albums of the year so far. I don't know if it will be number one for me, but this is, I don't know, I'm in love with this album, Family 42, Toys That Kill. Before that, we heard a new band for both of us called Downtown Struts from their new album called Victoria, and that was a song called Postcards, and they are from Chicago. What do you like about them?
Well, actually, I hadn't heard of them until just a couple days ago when you showed them to me, so this one is brand new to me, but I'm really loving this album. I've listened to it several times a day for the past few days since we last hung out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, new band, exactly, that's what we like, new band. Totally surprised, great album, so we'll see what happens next. And we opened this block of music to the band from Japan called Cleave, that's their brand new EP called The Circle, and we heard a song called Passed Away. That's it. It's almost 2 o'clock, and Inkstats is next. First of all, there's an upcoming show tonight. Living the Lions are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret, and the band called the Isotopes are opening. This is happening tonight. And I also would like to wish happy birthday to my friend Manos. It's his birthday today, and it's my very good friend. He was on the show a couple of times before playing metal, and today is his birthday, so happy birthday, my friend. And tomorrow night there is a great show. The band called Dear Landlord is playing in Vancouver. I believe that's their first time ever playing in Vancouver, and they are playing the Hextalls, they are playing the Murder Burgers from Scotland, and they are playing the Isotopes again, two nights in a row. Wow, what a success for my friend Evan. Anyhow, this is the show, will be at the Media Club. You going?
I'm going.
For sure, me too. Dear Landlord, that should be very exciting. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for playing some such great music, my friend.
Well, thank you again for letting me come on every time I'm in town.
This is a pleasure for me to talk to you on the air and share some musical thoughts and play some awesome music.
Well, thank you. We'll do it again another few months, I hope.
Yeah, next time you're here, you're more than welcome to be here, to come to the show and play more music. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. You can find the podcast on CITR.ca. I also have the blog, wealfalldowncitr.tumblr.com. You can find the podcast and the list of upcoming shows there. And we would like to finish up the show of the band which plays tomorrow night at the Media Club. The name of the band is Dear Landlord. And that song called High Fives from their studio album called Dream Homes, released in 2009 on No Idea Records. Thank you so much, Tim. Thank you for listening. And this is Dear Landlord, High Fives. Bye-bye. See you next week.
Oh, why isn't this playing? I'm trying to get a song to play. Oh, there we go. Is that going to work? Is that going to work? Is that going to work? There we go. I don't think it's still working.
Should I sing?
Just sing. Just sing, Justin. Hi, you're